It's quite common for mortals to react in a negative way when they discover that their beloved is a witch. Sheila, why don't you share your experience with the group?
Dave was madly in love with me until he found out I was two-faced.
How about you, Sabrina? You spent all summer trying to get over your breakup with Harvey. How are you feeling?
I just feel so confused. It's like there's a game of emotional ping-pong going on in my head. I can't believe Harvey dumped me just because he found out I was a witch. He was a selfish, manipulative, egomaniac.
No, he wasn't. He was a sweet puppy dog who would have followed you anywhere.
And he didn't shed. You're right. Maybe I should call him. Don't bother. It's over. You're dead to him. Nice shot.
You're bound to be conflicted. Wounds of the heart take time to heal.
Oh, tell me about it. Harvey was my best friend, my soulmate.
Yet to him, you were nothing but a cat.
Dr. Witchfield, how am I supposed to start college and get on with my life if I can't stop thinking about Harvey?
The truth is, you've made a lot of progress over the summer.
Yeah, I guess I have. Maybe all I need now is some closure.
Words. Empty words.
If you're ready for closure, all that's left for you to do is go through the final screening. See if you can watch Harvey without having your heart ache for one last chance to be in his arms.
It was fine. Nothing's aching. Although, suddenly I'm in the mood for a barn raising.
I'm sorry, that's the wrong video. Here, try this one.
Oh, not as easy. He was a good kisser. But you know what? I'm okay.
Congratulations, Sabrina. You passed the test.
What a relief! I made it! I'm finally really ready to let him go!
Don't leave me, Harvey! No!
Slippery! Someone catch me! Don't go, Harvey!
Are you still being charged too much for internet service? Still waiting for a better deal? Well, your wait is over. With People PC Online, you get unlimited internet access for just $10.95 a month. And you get accelerator technology free for an entire year. That's a $60 value. Visit up to 5 web pages in the time it used to take to visit one and pay just $10.95 a month. Plus, our smart dialer automatically chooses the fastest, most reliable access number. Want more? You even get security tools to help protect you from spam, pop-ups, and email viruses. Compare us side-by-side with your current ISP. Go to peoplepc.com to try us free for 30 days. Surf up to 5 times faster for an entire year with free accelerator technology. All this for just $10.95 a month. But hurry, this special offer is for a limited time only. Go online or call 1-800-584-9679. People PC Online with free accelerator. A better way to internet.
8.5 feet by...
Zelda! What are you doing?
Nothing.
You jumped.
For joy. When I saw you.
Oh. You were measuring behind my back. You're going to redecorate Sabrina's room without me.
I didn't think you'd mind.
Why not?
Because you're a kind and giving person, and you have no taste.
I have impeccable taste.
As witnessed by the way you decorated your bedroom, Southwestern mixed with faux Chinese.
I call it Cassidy Feng Shui.
Hilda, Sabrina's going to college now. She needs a room that's conducive to serious study.
And what, pray tell, did you have in mind? Oh, I see. You'd like Sabrina to spend her college years living in a mortuary.
I'm not done yet. I'm getting her a beautiful inkwell.
Inkwell. Ooh, how au courant. I personally think Sabrina would be more comfortable living in a room like the one I had during my academic year.
You went to clown college.
University. Graduated magna cum seltzer.
Back in the box, Chuckles. It's no use arguing. It's Sabrina's room. We should let her decide how she wants it decorated.
Fine.
I'm confident that Sabrina's mature enough to make the right choice.
I heard that.
You're all a bunch of whiny wackos. I couldn't take those nutcases anymore.
They kicked him out?
Yep, they thought his obsession with Harvey was bordering on psychotic. And they caught him stealing Sweet and Low.
You'll thank me at breakfast.
More importantly, how are you doing?
Okay, I think I'm finally over Harvey.
Really? After all he meant to you? You two were so close for so many... too many years.
I'm exhausted. I just want to go lie down and take a nap in my nice cozy room. Okay, here's where I could use a plan B.
We each wanted to redecorate your room. So just tell us which half you like best.
Dark, dank, and dreary, or the greatest room on earth.
Neither.
Oh, honey, I know you loved your old room. But now that you're starting college, maybe it's time for a change.
I agree. And I've been thinking about it a lot, and I want to move out.
What?
Out where?
I want to live at college like a normal freshman.
Our own crib on campus? Cake party!
Sabrina, this is very sudden. You never mentioned moving out before.
Well, I didn't know how to tell you, and I knew you'd be upset and beg me not to go, so go ahead, let's get it over with.
Sabrina, I'm only going to say this once. A young girl needs her freedom, and I need a room for kickboxing. How soon does school start?
Hilda!
Oh, come on, you remember when we were Sabrina's age?
Yeah, you must have been young once.
Was that before or after they invented fire?
I hope you're happy.
Of course I'm happy. I've won the last three games. King me.
I'm talking about Sabrina living on her own in the mortal realm. Do you remember how painful that transition was?
I'll give you painful. Having to listen to you two Yentas belly ache all day. You think this sweater's too snug?
It could be a little tighter around your neck. Look, Sabrina's going to college across town. She can come and visit whenever she wants. What if she doesn't want to? Well, I'm sure she'll call whenever she has time. She won't have any time, because she'll be in college, all the way across town. Zelda, what have you done?
Me? Oh, Hilda, we just have to hope that Sabrina will come to her senses and realize that she'll miss us as much as we'll miss her.
Ain't gonna happen, sister. She's growing up, moving out, and I'm riding shotgun on her coattails. Yeah, baby!
Oh, I don't know. Depends how Sabrina's feeling. If she seems receptive, I'll ask her out.
You rock, coffee boy.
Hey, Sabrina.
Hey, Jeff.
How you doing?
Never better. I decided to make a life change. I'm gonna make a clean break and start fresh.
That's fantastic. Exactly what I was hoping for. So you got any plans for the weekend?
Yes, I do. I'm gonna pack up my stuff and move into my new dorm.
Oh, sweet. Which one do you get into?
I don't know. I haven't signed up yet.
Sabrina, your school starts next Tuesday. These dorms fill up months in advance.
Really? I wondered what all those packets from the housing office were about.
You probably have to get on a waiting list to get on the waiting list.
Well, you never know. A room could open up. I mean, some incoming freshman could be hit by a bus. You wouldn't be dead or anything. You just start school next year.
Sabrina, I don't mean to sound negative, but your chances of getting a room are slim to none. Less than zero. No way, no how.
Okay, thank you very much, Joshua. You know, I came in here totally jazzed, and now I'm spiraling into a black hole.
Oh, no. Don't go there. If you're in a black hole, then you won't be in the mood to go out on a date.
What are you talking about? I'm barely over Harvey. What kind of loser would want to date a woman on the rebound?
No one I know.
Where do you think you're going with that?
A college guy needs his toast.
And how do you suggest we get our mail from the other realm?
Can you say, not my problem?
No, but I can say, not your toaster. Guess who's been trying to steal our appliances and take them off to college?
No doubt the same slug who packed my hair rollers in his duffel bag.
I like to bat them around the floor. For exercise.
Hi.
Sabrina, what's wrong?
There was no room at the dorm, so all student housing could do is put my name on the waiting list.
Sabrina, that's terrible.
No, I know you must be terribly disappointed.
Her? I got a mover coming tomorrow to pick up the ottoman.
Well, the good news is you still have a place to stay.
And if a room becomes available, you can move into the dorm next year.
Or the year after that. Or the year after that.
By then, you'll be sucked into the tangled web. Your precious freedom, a distant dream.
I have a dream, and in it, you're a zip-out lining.
Sounds right. If I want to live on my own, it's up to me to make it happen. I'll just have to go out and find an apartment.
What if the only apartments available are in dangerous neighborhoods?
The only way to find out is to get out there and look. Scour every classified, knock on every door.
But lucky for you, you're looking at a couple of great knockers.
There's a small studio apartment in that building over there. Looks like a nice neighborhood.
But there's trash all over the street.
There's one gum wrapper.
Well, it starts with a gum wrapper, but look where it ends.
They say it's very bad luck to take the first place you see. I will give you $20 for that. Schmolex? Great, the last place we looked at wasn't exactly in the best location. It's so nice and light in here. Light doesn't really work for me because I'm nocturnal.
What it doesn't have is a roof around the skylight.
Hey, this is cute. And look, there's a tub in the kitchen. Ew, and it's full of cockroaches. Wait a minute. I think the roaches are spelling out the word hi. I can't believe it's this hard to find an apartment. I mean, each one was worse than the next. It's like someone's plotting against me.
Who would do that? Why would you think that? Huh?
And Hilda?
It was her idea.
And Zelda?
We have the right to remain silent.
Hey, trying to order some school supplies here. I'll take a case of number 2 pencils
and a bottle of peppermint foot cream.
Honey, I know you're angry, but we acted out of love.
You were sneaky and dishonest.
In a loving, nurturing way.
Sabrina, we just hated the thought of you leaving.
Hold on. Got another call coming in. Student housing office? She'll have to get back to you.
Give me that. Hello, this is Sabrina Spellman. Really? Something opened up near campus? Does it have 4 walls and a ceiling? Nobody got hit by a bus, did they? Great, I'll take it. Okay, well, thanks for all your help. I'll call once I get settled.
You sure you don't want us to come in and take a look around? I'll take that as a no.
Hi! You must be the new girl, Sabrina. And you must be her aunts, Hilda and Zelda.
And you must be clairvoyant.
No, I'm Morgan Cavanaugh, the RA. It's my job to know the backgrounds of the students that I look after. Come on in.
She invited us.
This is so cool. I live upstairs, and Sabrina will be sharing a room down here with a wonderful girl named Roxy.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, bye, guys.
Morgan, this is our niece's first time living on her own.
You have nothing to worry about. I put in a full 24 hours. I look after these students as if they were my own family. See? No worries. She'll be just as suffocating as you are. I make sure they get plenty of rest, they eat right, and study, study, study.
Can I live here?
Can she? Hey, bye, Aunt Zelda. Bye, Aunt Hilda.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't you worry. I'll take good care of her.
Okay.
Gotta roll, have a date. But it's 10:30 in the morning.
I know, I'm a half hour late thanks to your yakety-yak aunts.
Wait, before you go, I have a quick question.
Oh, I don't have time for questions.
Wait, but I thought you said you were here for me 24 hours.
Not in the same day.
My place? My chair? My... All right, it's not my CD player, but it's in my living room. It's my... Right there. I'll call 911. Oh, I'm sorry. This must look really strange.
Nah, I was gonna go with Psycho, but it's your call.
You must be Roxy. I'm Sabrina, your new roommate. Oh, I'm sorry if that was your CD player. I was just so excited I couldn't stand still. This place is so cool. I've never lived on my own before, and I just know college is gonna be the best experience of my life. Okay, maybe the second best. Hello? Was it something I said?
Look, you seem very nice.
Thanks.
I have no room in my life for people like that.
You're kidding, right?
I never kid, I never giggle, and I never dance like a bow-legged chicken.
Come on, you must have giggled once. Or not. Oh, I get it. You're one of those deceptively acerbic types. You talk tough, but deep down you've got a heart of gold.
I'm taking in the bedroom, you get the couch, and I'd appreciate it if you lose that perky thing.
Hey, cool. We're getting cable?
Not the cable guy. I'm Miles. I live in the bedroom across the hall. Never go in there.
Okay. I'm Sabrina. I just moved in. So what's all the equipment for?
I work part-time for the electric company.
Doing what?
Electric stuff. Okay, I'm monitoring the Alpha Quadrant for signs of intelligent life.
The Alpha Quadrant? Those water breathers are light years behind us.
Go ahead, make fun. I know you never believe this, but our universe is inhabited by other forces and other beings.
Oh, you mean like witches?
Witches? Come on. They're about as real as the Easter Bunny and the Lone Gunman theory.
Wait, Morgan said I have to share a room with Roxy, but Roxy said I have to sleep on the couch. Isn't that ridiculous?
Watch out for the loose spring on the left cushion. It's an eye-opener.
Again. What were you doing this time?
Wallowing in the misery of life without Sabrina.
Wallowing without me? I never fail to be amazed at the depth of your selfishness.
I apologize.
Huh?
Yeah. Here. You fall apart first.
Thank you.
Wow. So they did save Hitler's brain.
What are you doing here?
I came to party, but I see no signs of bubbly, vivacious co-eds. No offense.
You have no clue what college life is like today.
I come to learn. Teach me the ways of your animal house.
Well, for one thing, they don't let you stay in your own bedroom. My roommate hates me and expects me to sleep on the couch.
Let's see what to do. If only you were a witch.
Forget it. If I'm gonna go to school in the mortal realm, I can't use magic to solve every little problem.
Well, no wonder you're miserable. You're letting these mortals walk all over you.
Are you saying that because you care or because you want a party?
Six of one. The point is, you've got the gift of magic. Use it or lose it.
Well, I guess if something is really annoying me...
Salem!
Ooh, squab kebabs.
No, I won't stoop to Salem's level. Yet.
Hi, what's up?
I have a little problem.
So do I. I'm on my way to this party, and I can't decide which shoes to wear.
I like the red sandals.
Me too. Thanks a lot.
Now about me. Enough about me.
Sabrina's first levitation. Ugh, the girl had lift.
What girl?
Just looking at old pictures of Sabrina.
Without me? You think you're more upset about her leaving than I am?
Oh, how pathetic. I sound like you. I just can't go to sleep until I know she's okay. I'm sure she's fine. Well, then why does Salem say she's sleeping on the couch? We should go over there and check on her.
If we barge in on her, she will never forgive us.
You're right. Driving over there is not the answer. We should calm down. Make some tea.
Exactly. And perhaps a waffle.
Salem was right. She's sleeping on the couch.
Not anymore.
It's no use. I need help. The machine? Aunt Hilda, Aunt Zelda, where are you?
Right where you need us, honey. Tea.
Waffle.
You guys have been spying on me?
Lucky thing. You obviously needed our help.
I needed some advice on a problem, but how can I take advice from people I can't trust?
Oh, you can trust us. We were just trying to help in our own appliance-oriented way.
Salem told us what's been going on. He said you're letting your roommate take advantage of you.
Not true. I was just about to go in there and tell her I'm moving in my stuff.
Go ahead.
I'm going.
Maybe you just need a little push.
Hey, sleeping in here.
Too bad, I'm coming in. I thought you were sleeping.
And I thought the door was locked.
So we're even.
What do you want?
What's rightfully mine, one half of this room. Oh, I thought you didn't giggle.
That wasn't a giggle. That was a ha, don't make me laugh, laugh.
I have no idea why you don't like me. You don't even know me.
I know you.
You were at the top of your class in high school, had a cute boyfriend, and actually enjoyed extracurricular activities.
Maybe. But I bet you can't tell me which ones.
Can. Don't want to. Trust me, I know your type.
My type?
Perfect. Well-adjusted. You probably don't have a weird bone in your body.
That's not true. I have many weird bones. I got this whole double-jointed thing going on.
Wow, you're a freak.
You don't know the half of it. I haven't seen my mother in years. My father lives in this whole other realm. And as for well-adjusted, well, I've got these two aunts who are total witches.
I see your aunts and raise you my clinically deranged stepmother.
I double down my uncles who... Look, I don't have to justify myself to you, okay? Whether you think I'm weird or normal doesn't matter. This room is half mine and I'm moving in, got it?
Okay. You don't have to get nasty about it.
I thought I'd be a welcome change from Perky.
It's a start. And I suppose you want me to help you with your bags?
That'd be nice.
I'll do it anyway. Yes!
We're in! You go, girl.
Thanks. You go, too.
We really should get to sleep. If Sabrina calls, we'll hear the phone.
She's not gonna call. After what we did, she'll probably never talk to us again.
I wouldn't say that. Sabrina. I'm glad you gave me that little push I needed. I'm starting to work things out with Roxy.
Oh, that's great, honey. You know, the only reason we drive you crazy is because we love you.
I know. I love you guys, too. Gotta go.
Nice to see she's finally blending.